Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you for joining the Fountain of Life Ministry here today and listening in on the inspiration for the day. It's our prayer and our hope and our desire that you would be edified and built up today. Today we're going to continue on the subject of do whatsoever he saith unto you. And we're continuing to look here in the Sermon on the Mount, so we'll be in Matthew chapter 5. In verse 5, and Jesus says, and, you know, do what he says. We shouldn't just merely study about it, but we should do it. And here's what he says. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. Now, what is the source of our meekness? Consider this here today. If we look at Psalm 37... And Psalm 37 is the passage that Jesus was quoting here, and it's verse 11. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. But you know, what leads up to that is a life of trusting in God. And so he says in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Rest in the Lord in verse 7. Cease from anger in verse 8. Verse 10 it says, yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. And then in verse 11 we find this same passage that Jesus quotes here. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So meekness comes from that sweet relationship with God that says, I know my Father will provide for me. And it comes from that heart that says, amen to Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. And so our meekness is the outcrop, the outpouring of our trust and our faith. And so it is valid for Jesus to say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, those of great faith will be the ones that God will reward in that day, in the day of judgment. And so let's consider some of the fruits of meekness here today as we seek to be inspired by the Word of God. Some of the fruits of meekness are sometimes the willingness to be misunderstood and not have to defend ourselves. You know, the meek just stand by quietly. Think about the character of our Lord while he was here upon this earth, being misunderstood. And you know, sometimes the flesh rises up and says, I want to be understood, but you don't understand. But not the meek. The meek merely stands by, allows himself to be accused, to be railed, to be defamed without defense as a defenseless, meek Christian. The meek, perhaps there's times when people take advantage of you. And you know, the meek, the strong, the reaction is one of rising up and taking defense. But the meek say, no, I'm not going to take defense against that. The world is wired up to be non-meek. If you would look in any given phone book in the Yellow Pages section, you'll find more lawyers than any other section. There's more pages than any other section in every phone book I've ever looked in. And what that reflects is that reflects our society's attitude towards taking care of number one, myself. But you know, the meek says, I'm not number one. God is number one. He is my provider. I don't need to worry what man will do. Whom shall I fear? We looked at that here this morning in our family devotions. I hope that you have you take the time to have devotions with your family sometime during the day. And this morning as we were looking in family devotions, we saw this in Hebrews chapter 13. And it says, I can't. can't find it right now. But so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Verse 6. And that is following, it's a couplet of verses. Verse 5 says, "Let our conversation, our behavior, be without covetousness, and be content with such as we have." You know, that's another characteristic of meekness, is just a contentedness with whatever I have. The strong, the aggressive, are pushing and pushing and pushing, but the meek say, "Well, I'm content with that." And, you know, the strong say, "If someone takes something away from me, I'm going to go get it back." But the meek, they say, "Well, I'm content with what God gives, because we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me.'" Why? How can we fear what man would do if we have God as our helper? So today, consider that diligently as you go about your day. Practice the meekness which we see evident in Christ. Practice the defenselessness. Practice the quietness of spirit that betrays the trust of Almighty God in your heart. If you have a quietness of spirit as people around you are taunting you, and as people around you are mistreating you, and people around you are slandering you, and you have a quietness of spirit, they look on and they say, "Aha, there is meekness." And they see the character of Christ in that. If we're not there, then that's something you need to take to the Lord for grace, so that you can fulfill this commandment that he gives. Because we are to do whatsoever he saith unto us. And here, this is a commandment. We are blessed if we are meek, and we will inherit the earth. So hallelujah. So God bless you today.